Tonight's shir, Simon Samach Aleph, Si'if Chav Aleph through Chav Vav. Si'if Chav Aleph. Sorech b'chol Aleph she'achar mem lahafzik b'nehem. When reciting Kriya Shema, one should pause after every mem that precedes the next word that starts with an Aleph, kagon. V'limat tem osam. U'kishar tem osam. V'sam tem es. Ur isem oso. And then they add, uzachartem es, v'asisem es. Shelo yehe nireh kikore mosam, or meis. Because if you don't pause, you might end up with, the word sounds like, v'limadetem mosam, like mosam. Or instead of v'sam tem es, it's v'sam temes. So in order to avoid that mispronunciation, one should pause. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Dalad Kikore Mosam Eliyarabah Hevi B'Shem Shlo. The Eliyarabah quotes in the name of Shlo. To who adin b'chol al sh'achar mem tzarech lahafzik. This is true of every time the aleph begins the word that follows a word that ends in a mem. Kagon Vavad Tem Elohim Acherim Einechem Asher Zonim Acherehem Elohechem Asher Elohechem ani, Elohechem emes. Now, the Mechaber says, Tzarech b'chol aleph she'achar mem lahafzik b'nehem. He says it. So I'm not quite sure why the Shlah felt it was necessary to give a longer list.
Why do you
so the Mechaber gave a few examples to drive home his point, but it's not like the Mechaber ever said it was exclusive to these. But in any event, the Rabbah quotes the Shlah that gives a more inclusive list. Mr. Burr continues. Gam kol teva shetchilasa aleph ve'efshe shelo yargishena b'mifta tzorech hefzik. Every word that begins with an aleph, and it's possible that you're not going to hear it when you pronounce it, when you say it, you should pause. Kigon, asher anochi mitar arzachem ve'otzar es asher Hashem divarai eile Vayomer Hashem El, Daber El, Mitzvos Hashem, Asher Atem, Kol Kigavna. So some of these are, that ends in a resh, begins with an aleph, not all of them. Anytime there's concern that you're going to miss out on that aleph that begins the word, you should pause. Gam, Kol Teva Shetchilasa Yud, Tzarech Lahadgish Mamifta. Also, every word that begins with a yud, you should be very careful to enunciate the yud. It shouldn't sound like it's a continuation of the previous word. Kigon pen yifte lo yera'eh. Don't read it that it should sound ki'ilu kore pen ifte o pen ifte. This is interesting because he used the word lo yera'eh ki'ilu kore and not lo yishma. But in any event, it shouldn't sound like you're reading it incorrectly. V'chein b'tevas yirbu, the word yirbu, v'kol kigav, anything like that. You should make sure not to miss the alephs and the yuds that begin the word. Se'if chaf beis. Af v'fesuki de zimra u'batfila tzorech ledak de bekach. Even pesuki de zimra and tefila and shmona esrei, one should be particular. The Moses Vuadin Hakori b'Torah b'Nevi'im v'Achsuvim Yeshuzan. Also, one who is leaning from the Torah or Navi or Ksuvim should be careful with the pronunciation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamed Hayeshli Zaher. V'lo hishiru al Kriyishma. The only reason why we emphasize Kriyishma el mishum shemesura l'kol v'yesh bo yichud shma. Number one, this is something everyone does, and there's the uniqueness of it. That we're makabel malchus shemayim and Hashem echad, so you want to be more careful. I would have said a little different, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Kriya. It's a mitzvah of Kriya. You are reading psukim from the Torah. So if the whole mitzvah is Kriya, read it right. Davening is tefillah. So you could say, this is a mashal they say by the Reditchever, that just like a parent understands the mumble jumble of the infant, the Ibrahim will understand our mumble jumble when we daven. So you could malam itzchus like that. But it doesn't have a kriyishma. Kriyishma is not hishtapchus hanefesh. This is not a child talking to the parent. It's a mitzvah to recite these specific verses from the Torah. So then you have to recite it properly. Se'if Chav Gimel. Tzarech ledakdek shel yirapeh hachazok lechazek harofe. One should be careful not to pronounce that which is strong weak and that which is weak strong. So I could tell you that, and it doesn't say specific, but a dogish in the bays or without a dogish in the vase, it's rafa if it's a vase, it's chazak if it's a bays, chaf, kaf, these kind of things. Read it right. V'lo yaniach hanod, v'lo yanid hanach. And when it comes to shva, don't make a shvanach out of that which is a shvanah, or vice versa. Mishnah Brura, Sifkan Lamavav. Hanach, shva hanechtefes nikris nach. The shva that is nechtefes, means the shva that you don't pronounce, is called nach. It rests. Kagom besof teva, like the end of a word. O be'emsa teva habo, acha tnua katana. Or it would be the shva that appears under a letter that follows a tnua katana. A tenua katana refers to the specific vowelizations, such as the patach and the segel. Ushvanod nikri hamisnoas. Ushvanod moves, that means you pronounce it. Kegon perosh teva, the beginning of a word. Obe emsa teva haba acha tenua gedola. And it would also be in the middle of a word if it follows a tenua gedola. The simen tenua gedola, the simen for tenua gedola is pituche chosam. Pituche chosam, the first is the chirik.
The chirik hazak.
That's what he's about to mention in a second. The chirik. And after that is the shuruk, and a tseirei, and a chaylam, and a kametz, and differentiate kametz gadol. Rak hachirik kashiyesh yud etzla nikos tenua gedola. If the chirik has a yud with it, that's a tenua gedola. Without the yud, it's a tenua katana. Now there are more rules than this. You know, here all the Rishon tells is that a shva na is a shva that begins a word, or it follows a tenua gedola, and he gives us a list of tenua gedola. There are other rules if there's a dogish in the letter, and the shva under it that the shva is a shva na. If you have two of the same letter in a row, there are other rules. However, he doesn't tell us there's a machlokas in the rules. And the way I saw it, it's the machlokas between the Eitzer HaTfilah Siddur and the Vilna Gaon. Now this, of course, goes back to Rishonim, but that's how it's brought. According to the rules, if he does have the Mishnah Brura, the way he says that after a Tenua Gedoyla, you automatically are going to have a Shva Na, what happens? V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha v'cholava v'cha. What's the next word?
Uvchol.
Uvchol or uvichol?
It depends if the metic or not under the shuruk.
So,
according to some days.
Exactly. That's my point. So, most people grew up pronouncing it uvichol, and that would be consistent with the Mishnah Brura, because the pituche chosam. The U is a tenua gedola, so then the shva that follows should be a shva na. So be U ve'echol. And if you look at the Eitzer HaTfilah Siddur, after every one of these, there's a star over the vase.
But that's not correct either, because it has to be a metic under the shuruk for that to happen.
They don't make the distinction. It's U ve'echol nafshecha, U ve'echol me'odecha, all of these. Not in the art scroll, but in the
Uvelechtecha
Vaderech.
Uvelechtecha, there's a metic.
The only one, no, but
Uveshachbacha.
Uveshachbacha. That's the only one. Right? So if you look at Eitzer HaTfilah, he has it by all of them. And I think that's how most of us were taught. The Shiloh Siddur, I believe, had it that way too. We all grew up with Shiloh Siddur. That's how it had it. Comes along the art scroll, and they, I'm assuming, got a psak to follow the Vilna Gaon. And I believe it's according to the Vilna Gaon that it's not that way. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's uv chol nafshecha, uv chol me'odecha, uv lechtecha v'aderech. So this rule is not what the Mishnah Brura is saying. Mishnah Brura is not mentioning nothing about this, right? It makes no mention that that should be uv. It is a machlokas. It is a machlokas, and I think that for Doris, Klai Yisrael was saying uveh, but I can't know for sure what they're doing for Doris. According to the older Siddurim, you look again, the Oyster Tefillos I checked is straight out that way, and I didn't check my shiloh. I'm pretty sure the shiloh was that way too. And our school is following, any Vilna Gaon sitter is not going to do it. So my point is, we have some basic rules, and then not every sitter follows these rules, and there are different opinions. There are legitimate disagreements. And again, he doesn't get into Kametz Gadol and Kametz Katan. There's a difference with Snuga Doctor, and he doesn't get into that here either. He doesn't differentiate with these things. There's another Ha'orah that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't entertain, and the Mechaber leaves out. So Chladakteik Mechaber says, not to mimrape the chozik and yichazik harofa. So again, I understand dogish, no dogish, get it right. V'lo yiniach ha'nodli yiniach ne'nir hanoch. Know your shvonos from your shvonos. He doesn't say, know your mila'el from your mila'raz. He does not say yishmadakteik in mila'el mila'raz. Which is also a very common problem.
The trap shows when it's mila mila.
Right? I understand.
It's not
the trap should be an indicator, and still the mice we don't medactic. Se'if chav dalt. Tzarech likros kriyishma bata'amim k'mohen shehem b'tara. One should recite the kriyishma with the trap the way it's in the chomish. Avalo no'agu came medinas el, but in our medinas Ramo says we don't do that. U'mikomok medactic in machmirim b'kach, but those who are careful will be strict with us. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Lamazan Kane. That's not our minig. Achshetzerch lizor lifsuk b'makom horay lahafsik lefia inin. But you certainly should be careful with the trap when it comes to where you pause, according to the topic. Deishetam v'havanav ledvav. You have to make sense of what you're saying. Akein yira the krosa benacha. So you should recite the Shema slowly. Dilavachis. If not, yishtala from havanas devarav al yidezet. You may mistake the meaning of what you're trying to say. So certainly the esnachtas and the end of the psukim have to be done properly. Now this shouldn't take away from your kavana. Because if you're not used to the trop, then it'll take away your kavana. So it has to be, you can solve the basic kavanas. Now the notes on the side being that if your sitter has the trop written in, it shouldn't be too hard to do both. But kavana comes before trop. Se'if chavhei. Kishiyomer ukishartem le'ois al yodecha yemashmesh betfilin shel yad. When you say the words ukishartem le'ois al yodecha, you should feel your tefillin on the hand. Ukishiyomer v'hayu le'totafos bein einecha yemashmesh b'shel roish. When you say about the tofos, you should feel the shel roish. Ukishiyomer ureisem oiso yemashmesh b'shtei tzitziyos shelafanov. And when he says over isim or so, he should handle the two tzitzis in front of him. Look back at some chavdal. Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Lamed Tes Kishe Yomer Ukeshartem LaOis VeChem BeParasha Shnia. This is true in the second parasha as well. Kishe Maske In Tefillin Tzarech LaMashmish. When you mention tefillin, you are supposed to handle tefillin. But are you supposed to kiss your hand?
Well, my question is, what use your hand? Your hand of tzitzis, or hand your tzitzis and the ritzu of the tefillin? What do people use?
So all it seems to say is you take your hand, you touch it. So he makes a note on the side that as far as kissing it, it's not mentioned here to kiss. However, the Chayod and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch both say you should kiss the hand that touches it. And he explains that by touching the tefillin, there's a kedusha that comes to the hand. And that's why you kiss it. Then he makes a question, Zalman was noyeg to take the ritzuos or the talis and use that to touch the tefillin, and then he would kiss that. Mm-hmm. So this is the shaila, to kiss or not to kiss. What am I kissing? I'm just kissing my hand. Se'if chavav. Yesh nohagim likros kriyishma b'kol ram. Some have the practice of reciting kriyishma loud. The yesh nohagim likros b'lachash. Others recite kriyishma quietly. The Amos says, mikol mokom yom v'posik rishon b'kol ram. Either way, the first posik is loud, v'chinong, that's the minik. Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Mem. Yesh nohagim v'chudu. As far as whether I can fulfill the mitzvah kriyishma by listening to someone else, who has a mind to be mitzvah him, most achronim hold you will be yoytzeh with shomei ka'ina. For others say me here, this is better than just hear her. To hear lav kedibur, my thinking is not like saying. As opposed to this case where you're actually listening to someone saying it's Shomei Kohen. The Kosev Erlis Tamid, the Sefer Erlis Tamid writes, V'nir d'davka b'meivin haloshon, this only works if you understand the language. V'afir b'loshon ha-kodesh b'in d'davka sh'yavon ha-shmei, even if it's loshon ha-kodesh, we want the one listening to understand what's being said. Ayin b'simen kuf tzadi gimel, sef alf l'gins kuf tzadi gimel. U'b'shir k'nesa g'doylo hevi b'shem b'ir ha-safon. T'shir k'nesa g'doylo kos t'bir ha-safon. D'davka b'yachid ha-motzi se-yachid. That's only if one is being motzi an individual. But if one is being motzi at Sibur, or if one is being motzi too with benching, even if they do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, they can be motzi them. This is a shaila, do you have to understand the language or not, particularly with Lashon HaKodesh? But in the Kaz of Shemei Ka'ina, the Mishnah Berurah just says very briefly that one would be yotze with Shemei Ka'ina, even in Shema, and if someone could not recite Shema, then ideally he would listen to someone else who was saying it, and he would be yotze that way.